We would like to speak to you about grace. We know this is not a word that comes up a lot. And when it does, sometimes it comes up in a particular religious connotation that we would like to avoid if at all possible. You see, the relationship between your guidance, between what is high and holy and you, has some advantages that sometimes you do not think about. There are moments in all of our lives when we are stumped. It's like we are looking at everything around us and we are simply cannot see a way to move. And that is the place where grace, in the terms that we are going to talk to you about it, that is where grace enters. We want to say it this way. You're in a place where you cannot see, but your guidance can see. And your guidance is already working on what you need. And so that is grace. That is grace because you cannot make that happen. You cannot push that. Grace is the kind of gift that you cannot beg for and you cannot press for. It is the natural gift of love from your guidance, from those who teach you and from those above, from those who teach them. They see you. They know you. You were created in an energy that is like their own. And so you will find, if you look back on your life, that there have been moments where you were cornered or you simply were not aware of what to do. You could not see how to move. And then perhaps something very small shifted, very small. And there it was. Here is what I do. And that is a byproduct of grace. It was grace at work there. Grace can send you information. It can send you a person who can be for you what you need. But that grace is a gift of something higher. And it is quite a beautiful thing, that grace. So when we are thinking about our lives, we do want to remember that what calls grace is that we say, I cannot see now. See for me. See for me. And that is how you call grace. And that grace comes to you out of love. And it comes to you out of an advanced perspective, one that you cannot see from the human condition. So often grace is used as a kind of matching word for forgiveness. It is not that at all. Grace is absolutely active and alive and connected to what you are connected to. And so often it will be the small voice that you hear, or an interesting thing that happens that you were not expecting. And that is the grace. That is the grace. It's like you needed this turn. You needed this shift. And you say, however you choose to say it, it's like, I am in this corner. I cannot see. See for me. See for me. And then your job in grace, of course, is the receiving of it, because you can ask for it, but you must also receive it. So that means I am in this corner, I cannot see, I am asking you to see for me, and I am going to wait. Now that does not mean I do not do appropriate things, but when it is something where I cannot tell what to do, then I'm going to say, I cannot see, see for me. And then I'm going to open, rather than closing everything, I'm going to open everything so that I can receive what grace brings to me. So again, it is so easy to go through a lifetime and forget about the places where grace has appeared. But you need to know that that is where grace is from, and that is what it is about. It is never accidental. It belongs as part of a great pattern that includes you and your path and what you are here to do, how you are here to live, what is next for you, what so many things. But again, when you come to that place, it is a place of no ego, no will. You must be in a place of no ego, no will to accept grace. If your ego and your will are involved in what's going on, grace, shall we say, cannot get to you. So that when that is all going on, that is not the time to ask. The time to ask is when you are asking the right thing. I cannot see for me. And now I am moving ego aside. I am moving everything aside. And I am willing to receive what the universe so wants you to have. And what the universe wants you to have is grace in your life. So we will take a few moments and talk about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Open the crown and fill with the rose energy of love. Let it flow through your body, through the chakra systems, so that every chakra point is receiving love. See that there is a beautiful flame above your head, and the large flame gives birth to smaller flames. And feel a small flame come into your crown and open it so that you are very connected to the universe and all that it has for you. Now feel one of the flames move into your third eye and illuminate, make you able to see clearly and truly, intuitively, all that you need to know, all that is real for you. Feel a flame come to your throat center and let that flame bring light to your communication with yourself and with others, and feel how that brings power to the communication center. Feel a flame drop into your heart center and illuminate your garden and all the beauty that lives in your heart. And feel a flame drop into your solar plexus and make the solar plexus area light so that that light can displace any emotion that does not belong in that center anymore. Let it move away. And feel the flame move into the second center. And let that flame create a waterfall that cleanses anything that might be moving through your life. And let that flame enable you to see when something needs to move through and out. Now see the flame drop into your root. And let the flame in your root begin to show you the kind of light you will be using to build your life. Let that light shine in your root so that the right energies can come together to form strength for you in the creation of your life. Now feel all of those flames connecting to each other so that the center of your body and your energy body become light. And feel that that light is fed by the great light above your head. Move your attention into your heart center and notice what is growing. See the beauty there. Find the place where water flows and drink from that water. Drink from that water to refresh your spirit, your body, your dreams. Now, as you look around in your heart center, see that there is a path that is going to move upward, and it is illuminated so that when you walk and step on the path takes you. There is no more effort. There is simply stepping onto the path, breathing into the air that has all that is blessed for you, all that is healthy for you, all that is good. Now as you walk up the path, find that you have come to the place of stars. See how many stars there are around you. See what they do. And see that one star moves toward you. And see its shape and its color. And if it wishes to speak to you, let it do so. If a word appears, let that happen. Now come to the path again and begin to move upward on the path. And feel the ground beneath you making you strong and solid and supported. And come to a place of expansion. And breathe in the energy that allows you to grow and to become more who you are. Know that there is a symbol of expansion here, and find what it is for you and take it. Now continue up the mountain to the place of the gift, with ease and support and knowledge. When you come to the place of the gift, rest your mind and know the gift. When you've known the gift, turn and come back down the path, breathing in all that is good for you, all that is best for you. And come to the center of your heart and begin to breathe into your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.